Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to our foundational scriptures we are using for our teaching found in the book of Romans, chapter 12. And I will be reading this scripture only from the New Testament in Modern Speech by Richard Francis Wayman. So if you found Romans, chapter 12, please go to verse 1 and 2. And I will read. I plead with you, therefore, brethren, by the compassion of God, to present all your faculties to him as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to him, as a spiritual mode of worship. And do not conform to this present age, but be transformed literally or figuratively. And that transform means metamorphosis, to change, to transfigure, to transform entirely by the renewal of your minds so that you may learn by experience what God's will is, namely, for that is good and acceptable to him and perfect. Amen. So we see here it says in verse 2, it says, and do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed. Now, a few years ago, the toy manufacturers came out with a particular toy called a transformer. And with that transformer, you can take that toy, and it might be a robot, and then you can transform it into a truck. And then from a truck, you can take it to a spaceship. And then from the spaceship, you can take it to a hot rod. So it changed the form of that. And that's what the Word of God wants us to do. We do not want to be conformed to this present age, which is controlled by Satan. But we want to be transformed, renewed by the renewing of our minds. Amen. The title of our teaching is Renewing Your Mind for Good Success. Renewing Your Mind for Good Success. God created our minds the epicenter of all our learning, intellectual development, and understanding is processed. Your mind can only be renewed, transformed, and developed by the Word of God. Now, we receive natural knowledge, which is the world's knowledge, which they depend upon, and it's information that is good. There's nothing wrong with that. And we as Christians should have natural knowledge also. I like to compare natural knowledge as the ABCs of your educational development. I compare natural knowledge as the beginning of your reading, writing, and arithmetic development. It is like kindergarten, where as young children, you began your educational development and social skills. But that knowledge is limited, and the understanding of that knowledge has been contaminated because of the disobedience of Adam, which caused sin to enter into the world. Look at the world today. We have war in Eastern Europe, constant conflict in the Middle East, drought and hunger in Africa, racism, homelessness, and mass killings in America, and mass migration of people from their homeland to different parts of the world because of either crime or the lack of opportunity in their homelands, be it economic, educational, or for political reasons, they migrate. But the fact is, we have these issues that are a reality in our world today. My question is, are the political leaders who have been elected to address these type of issues, are their minds renewed with the knowledge of God's wisdom? They claim that stupidity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, I don't know what's going on with our leaders because they continue to do the things over and over and over, and the results have not changed. Let me tell you something. My wife and I, we like to go to museums. And one thing that I do is they have a section there where they go back 30, 40 years, and they have newspapers that have been framed. And you can read those newspapers. It's the front page of certain newspapers, the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see the events of today, of back like in 1901, 1800s, and you will see some of the same issues in terms of joblessness, homelessness, racism still going on today. So what is it? Our leaders, are your minds renewed? And especially, are they renewed on the things of God? Is this the description of the people we have running our government? We have elected our leaders to represent us in government. So we need to pray for them that they will make the right decisions, that we, the Christian community, may lead a quiet and peaceful life into all godliness and reverence. The selfish desire for power is brought by the present's pride through a thought, an idea, or suggestion that has been transmitted through the wavelengths of our minds. And remember, Satan is the god of the air. So anything that's transmitted via the internet, cell phone, satellite, radio, television, these are wavelengths. These are the things that Satan control. So our minds have to be renewed so we can be able to disseminate what is good and what is bad. And if these thoughts, ideas, and suggestions are not directed into the proper use, then they can have a challenge in your life. The Word of God is our ruler. It is our standard. Every thought must be brought into obedience of God for the Word of God. Amen. The only people that the devil can destroy are those who fail to maintain their thought life properly. A failure to prepare is to prepare to fail. Did you get that? A failure to prepare is to prepare to fail. We have to use the Bible knowledge to maintain our thought life. Our armor is what we know about the truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the Word of God. That is our armor. So let's look at these pieces of armor that we have. Truth. Please go to the book of John 17. John chapter 17. And please go to verse number 17. And this is Jesus speaking. And we're talking about our armor to protect us from the thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. John 17, 17, Jesus speaking, it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So we are set apart, amen, in one or two ways. One, as separate for holiness. As separate for holiness. And then number two, we are set apart for his service. Amen. Your word is truth is a strong statement by Jesus' confidence in the veracity of Scripture. The truth of God's word is forever and ever and everlasting. People's opinion may vary, and experiences are notoriously untrustworthy, but God's word remains true forever. Righteousness. Please go to Romans chapter 5. That's Romans chapter 5. And then we're going to read verse 16 and 17. We're talking about our armor to protect us from thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Romans 5, 16 and 17. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. And the free gift, amen, which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Amen. Righteousness is a gift given to all believers at salvation. Amen. This verse contrasts the penalty or the punishment of offenders under the legal system. Servitude of a sinner is the condemnation, with the righteous life of a believer, which is eternal life. Amen. So sinners are going to be condemned, where believers have righteousness and eternal life. Amen, amen. The gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. You're there in Romans. Please go to chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And we're going to read verse number 15. And it says, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings good tidings of good things. Amen. What if the people who are sent to Washington to represent us would express the gospel of peace? What a wonderful world we would live in. Amen. What a difference this world would be. Amen. And think about it. Think of all the wonderful accomplishments that we have accomplished this world. And we have all this racism, this hatred, this homelessness, uneducated people. Just think, all the accomplishments we've done with all this nonsense, what would we do if everybody lived by the gospel of peace? Well, we will have heaven on earth. Amen. Exactly the way God had planned it. But since Adam was disobedient, we have the situation before us, but we've overcome this. Amen. And we will go through this and be victorious. Faith. You're there in Romans. Please go to Romans 10, 17, and also Hebrews 11, 6. Hebrews 10, 17, and Hebrews 11, 6. First, Romans 10, 17. Very familiar passage. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing affects your reaction to a certain situation. You have to hear the word of God. That's why when you hear, it must be by the word of God, which also is truth, righteousness, gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Now, Hebrews 11, 6. Very familiar passage. And it says this, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now I want to say one thing about this scripture right here, Hebrews 11, 6. Because, you know, there are a lot of ministers, and this is just an observation. This is not a criticism on the brothers in the faith. But I believe they have to understand some things in terms of the word of God. I've heard many pastors and preachers, evangelists, prophets, whatever you want to call them or whatever they call themselves. They'll tell you, well, we having a miracle service tonight. Come on down for your miracle. Well, that's the biggest lie in the world. That's the biggest lie in the world. There's no scripture in the book that I've been studying under, the Holy Bible, that tells you that God has promised you or us a miracle. Now, we do know that miracles do happen. So don't go out there and say that Pastor John is saying miracles don't happen. I am not saying that. What I am saying is that a miracle is not promised to you. New believers are mandated by the word of God to walk by faith. That's why Hebrews 11, 6 says, but without faith. It doesn't say anything about a miracle. And they are sending people down the wrong path by telling them, come down for their miracle, because they're hoping for a miracle rather than living their life by faith. Amen. And then it says, God rewards those who diligently seek him. So when you're living by faith and you're doing all the things that you know of to do by the word of God, then God is going to reward you for your obedience to them. So I'm just giving you a little FYI is that, hey, we don't walk by a miracle. Now, we know miracles happen. We're not refuting the fact that they don't happen, because they do. But what I'm saying, as a New Testament believer, we are to walk by faith. Amen. So I just wanted to put that out there. And so you can understand that, hey, it is faith that moves the hand of God. Amen. Now, please go to, let's see here. We were in Romans 10:17 and Hebrews 11:6. But I just want to say, you know, that God rewards those who diligently seek him. Not only will please our Heavenly Father because of your faith, but you will be rewarded by your faithfulness. Amen. We have the privilege of drawing near to God. What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. Now, salvation. You're there in Hebrews. Go back to chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. And it says, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Jesus successfully carried out God's plan for him. He endured suffering, temptation, death, hell, and the grave so we could truly function, so he could truly function as our high priest, understanding all our weaknesses and interceding before God for us. Amen. He went to the cross for that, for our salvation. His sacrifice of the sinless Jesus in our place makes him the source of our salvation. Amen. And then finally, the Word of God. Let's go there to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. The Word of God. These five areas is part of our armor for our protection from any thought, idea, or suggestion that might come negatively in our direction. It says, for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. God's Word is alive and active, penetrating the innermost parts of the person. What a wonderful God we have. And it discerns what is natural and what is spiritual, as well as the thoughts and intentions of a person. The Word of God exposes the natural and spiritual motivation of a believer's heart. So you can't get away with anything, because God's Word is going to expose it. Amen. Renewing your mind is important. Our armor is important, and we should never remove it for 1 second, because the moment you do, that's when Satan will attack your mind with a thought, an idea, or a suggestion that is contrary to truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the Word of God. Those are our protections. When we use our knowledge in its proper form, it wins battles. The proper use of what we know begins with a principle. Amen. Another principle is called thought identification. The identification of each thought comes our way must be our first line of defense. This identification process can be limited to just thoughts that suggest fear, failure, or defeat. Let me repeat that. This identification process can't be limited to just thoughts that suggest fear, failure, defeat. Remember, Satan is a deceiver. Every one of our thoughts should and must be investigated. Please go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And then verse 5. And it says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This tells us that we should bring every thought into captivity. We should investigate every thought as it approaches to determine if it is a good or bad friend or foe. Remember, when thoughts come, they will sound familiar because they will sound like you. The enemy will not use an unfamiliar voice. If Satan came with a strange voice, you would know right away that something is not right. He's a ventriloquist, and he mimics other people also. So he will make it sound just like you. Amen? Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for our teaching today. But please join us again next week as we will continue our teaching on renewing our minds for success. But let me like to invite you again to our Sunday teleconferencing services. You can join us by simply dialing our toll-free number at 605-303-4834, access code 997-020-pound. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.